We welcome you back to the Christmas special of Lasers and Feelings already in progress. In case you missed it, all the players have been drinking except the GM Patrick. We now join part 2 of this adventure where, believe it or not, things get worse on board the ISS Raptor.
So we need to revive the captain as quickly as possible, and maybe he will tell us about his daring mistress.
Alternative solution. Could we perchance look into his personal logs to see the things that make his heart beat faster?
Yes, his internet history. I agree. Let us take a look. Let us see what makes the captain tick.
The second he lost command, he had the computer wipe everything. He does not want you searching that up.
Blastmycache.exe.
It's just like blue space women, green space women.
I just have to say, like, I think it's confirmed that Captain Darcy is a Pride and Prejudice reference because now we have a Captain Bennett. Like, I think it's pretty obvious.
I mean, we're going ahead full and Hallmark everyone. Here.
Elizabeth Bennett. Bennett is the last name of the protagonist.
I think we should get these two to marry each other.
This is just awkward, Rebecca. I'm pretty sure her
just
name
a reminder,
is...
Not every one of us have read these books.
Well, Drew, you only had like 40 years to read classic literature. Yeah,
if only there were more time between Jane Austen's existence and yours in which to read.
Rebecca, I'm pretty sure her name is Elizabeth Prejudice, which is why it's called Pride and Prejudice.
Her middle name is Zombie, I am pretty sure.
It's Darcy Pride, right? Or Pride Darcy is his first name, right?
Oh, this is very disturbing. You work in a library, right?
Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about. Are both of these names related?
He can tell you where the book is. It
Pride and Prejudice?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We need to consult the Dewey decimal system.
Get Dewey on the phone.
The medbay calls you at that very moment and says, good news, interim Captain Dark. Dark Lord?
Dark Lord, call me Dark Lord. That is my name.
Captain Darcy is awake, but, well, something's wrong. You guys better get back down here.
Well, that's bad. Never mind.
Yeah, sorry.
You are fired from your job. But I will be there soon. Don't leave your post until I arrive.
Yeah, there's not much that I can do in this situation. You might want to bring an old priest and a young priest.
Very well. Priest, bring yourself with me.
You see,
hold on, let me change my hat.
This one's a priest as well. I am very excited about this.
Yeah, before the Delouds were a bunch of ordinance makers, we were exorcists.
You are godly folk, I understand.
Yeah, we worked a lot on the asteroid belts, and there's a lot of things out there that are...
a lot of things wrong that need praying about, of course.
Yeah, so and sometimes when you have a small business, you have to kind of multitask and
speak, priest.
Okay, all right, calm down, everyone. Once again, 10, just buckle it back down to a 7 before, and also stop drinking if you're drinking. Not at home, listeners, continue drinking, but dial it back. As you get to the med bay, there's indeed medical officers and priests standing in the hallway, and you hear banging from inside as you open the doors. Floating an inch off the ground with a liminal gray light around his body, silver pools kind of covering over his eyes. You see Captain Darcy floating here with some of the medical equipment of the room kind of like hovering in orbit around him. He says, you
shall speak not to who you call captain. I am something else. I was summoned here to take control of your captain, but my memory not complete. It's like someone shoved cables into my brain. There was something about a portal. I.
There's like a smash as one of the computer monitors gets thrown against the medbay wall here. What would you guys like to do?
Can I use my exploratory knowledge to... convene with the being inside.
You feel like you've seen this kind of space ghost exorcism requirements before?
I've seen him before many times from coast to coast.
feel like it was in the second episode of the show.
Classic, classic. Episode 241, I believe. Season 241.
No, I've only rolled a one.
Oh, so he did not succeed. Is that right?
Critical fail.
Yeah. Something goes wrong if you roll a failure like this. In this case, I think there's like a blast of energy as you all, everyone in the hallway as well, are kind of knocked back, and the figure begins moving. It's like, I must leave now. You shall not stop me. Must return to Nublor Nog. Your captain must come with me. Begins floating down the hallway. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. Ah, well, bad news, everyone. Seems as though we are toast. How do the young people say it? We're cooked. I think we should all just enjoy a wonderful toast and hope for the best.
The young people say, we're cooked.
Are you trying to say that's a real skibbity ghost?
The skibbity Romulans have got us at our own game, it seems.
Yeah, I agree.
Who are these people, by the way? Do a computer scan.
Which people? Who are you talking about?
The people that want to see our captain.
The
Joustians?
The Joustians. That was a name.
Yes. Do you want to go back up to the bridge? The captain disappears. He can, like, float through walls at this point.
Oh, I see. Right, that was the captain who turned into a ghost.
He's disappearing.
I think he's dead.
Do you want to go back to the bridge to explain this to Direp?
It's almost certainly going to be necessary to explain this at some point. Does anyone else have any good suggestions?
Did anybody recognize the name of that place that a ghost wanted to go?
That is the planet that you're orbiting.
It's the planet we're around right now.
It's also the one
we're going.
Supposedly, that something awful happened to the former captain of the Raptor, Captain Bennett.
Well, maybe if we like help this ghost out on its adventure, then it'll let go of the captain.
But
so maybe we can just explain to that nice man with the big guns that we're just going to pop down to the south a little real quick.
This ghost split my pants when I fell down. I am embarrassed about it.
Perhaps we need to seek the ghost of Critmas Present.
You begin furiously wrapping presents again.
That's what that means, right?
Christmas presents? Wrapped presents? Oh, boy.
I feel like either Rebecca herself has this vendetta to insert Christmas everywhere, or Patrick is feeding Rebecca lines in Discord.
No way, it's too good. I can't come up with
it. I wrote it as part of my character.
You did.
I'm wearing an ugly Christmas sweater and a Santa hat. Did you miss that part?
Yes, I will.
I want to find Christmas joy.
I don't have a mental
Android.
Well, as you look around Ember 25, a lot of the crew seem very worried. One, because they've heard what has happened to the captain, and two, they see a highly armed and armored Joustian Republic warship outside. So yeah, they're worried they're not going to make it to Critmas, let alone get to celebrate. So this is definitely impeding in the Critmas cheer.
Worst Critmas ever.
It was a year without a Captain Darcy.
We have to learn to confront Christmas present if we want to change Christmas future.
You're right.
What about lesson of A Christmas Carol has no one paid attention.
What about Christmas past? What would you guys like to do? You've got a number of problems here that are ahead of you. There's still time on the clock before this Direp, the suzerain of the Joustian Republic, says that he's going to get testy. So you have some time to do something.
Hold on. I'm confused. So we are above the planet.
Yep.
We are confronted by a spaceship of their kind, right?
Yep, it's only about a million miles away or somewhere in there.
And,
so it's within scanning.
And a weird person from their ship just took our captain to their ship via travel?
The captain was taken over by something else, and perhaps the ghost-like figure that you saw in his memories. This probably has nothing to do with the Joustians. They just seem to show up here. Yeah, I know. It's confusing. There's like an A and a B plot in this episode.
All right, let me handle the Joustians. I've dealt with their kind before.
You want to go back up to the bridge? Make communications?
Yes, I feel that's where I belong.
Is this okay with you, interim captain?
Please, Darkboard? Please step into the role of the juicy speaker of the dance.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to try to make a device that can trace the ectoplasmic energy of our ghost friend.
Do that, whatever that means.
This will provide some time for your engineering friends to make a gizmo or a gadget. What do you want to communicate, Drew?
Dear Joustians,
Are you writing a letter?
No.
Are you there, God? Dear. It's me, Margaret.
They're dear to me, as we have gone on many adventures together.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you opening up like a phone call, or is this like a message you're pinning?
I was thinking it was a text.
Okay.
But if you think it would be cooler to call them, I'm a little nervous about it. No, I think email is funnier. I just thought maybe a text would be okay, but if you think that we need to actually talk with our voices, we can do that. I just was a little nervous about it.
Hey, you up?
I was about to say, just like in real life, if you call me, I will immediately think that someone has died. Like, I'll think there's an emergency. If there's not like a planned activity, I will think the worst. But if I get a text, I'll be like, oh, this is fine.
Then open the SMS protocols.
What are you saying, Drew? And
dear Joustians, and again, this is not a letter. I'm calling them dear because they're dear to me.
You have 10 seconds of real life time to explain it. Stop saying dear Joustians.
Dear Joustians.
What's up, bros? You guys good? Are we
another
good?
Another introduction. You don't need to say the introduction part.
Kidding. You're doing a great job, Drew.
What are you trying to communicate besides you good? Anything?
I mean, I'm trying to say don't blow us up, but you know, in a cool
diplomatically. Okay, well, they were already not going to blow you up for like another 40 minutes, but
they're going to blow us up sooner.
I was going to say, you now have to roll, and if your roll goes wrong, that time is getting cut in half.
They're stalling. Kill them.
But you can roll twice, Drew.
I rolled a 2, which is a
lasered feelings. Yeah. Go ahead and roll a second one. See if you get another success.
And that's a 3.
Okay. So 2 successes. You do it well, but you get messages back from not the captain of the, I forget what I said the ship designate was, but the prejudicator, the vessel that is over yours at this moment. From the bridge crew, maybe they explain a little bit, you get a little bit more insight in. It doesn't seem like they came here with the intention of being hostile, but they explain that Dyrep, their commander, seems to be under a great deal of stress and seems to be trying to solve this very quickly.
Can you please tell us the stress your commander is under? Our commander is also under a great deal of stress. It's possible we may be dealing with the same thing.
I think that success is really all you get before they continue and say the clock has not changed much, but they have explained that he seems to be on a timetable. What would you guys like to do about your captain? Your scans have noticed that he has left the ship, has floated away in like a magical space bubble, and has headed down towards the planet.
I just realized at this time of year, when we are all on a timetable, is New Year's. It's the countdown to New Year's. We are all counting down to the New Year. I think
everyone
is counting down to the New Year.
Everyone is so busy with their tablets and iPhones and such, we didn't even think about the most important part of the season, New Year's.
Yeah, that does happen right after Christmas.
It can be the only explanation. I think that in their android wisdom, they have applied this thinking to the situation, and Ember is going to exclaim into the microphone, Happy New Year or Oncoming New Year to the whole of the planet.
There, we've
them.
Solved
and
it.
And certainly this...
What is it? I really like the sentiment, but can we take a shuttle down to the planet now?
Yes, we should go down in person to wish them a happy new year.
No, I think we all...
Just the email then. Just
agree
a, perhaps
that this
an
is
econ.
Worth celebrating.
Yes.
It's a new start for all of us. It's a
should
new
it,
start.
Should it for, involve the music of Shaggy?
For our alliance, our new alliance, we can be allies in this new year. And here we go. It's a new beginning. I have discovered the meaning of the holiday. Thank you so much.
You've accomplished your mission. We're very happy. We're all about yes. to die, I suppose. But your mission is complete.
Ember starts setting off fireworks inside of the bridge.
Oh, good.
What?
Just what? Perfect. It's just what the doctor ordered.
They start singing Auld Lang Syne to themselves.
Look at them go. They're so happy. It's nice to see them so happy.
Captain Doctor, I think I need you to step in. Bring Ember back to reality, please.
Can we say you set up fireworks in the shuttle going down to the planet? Like an even
sure.
smaller enclosed plane?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, very good.
You need to vent smoke very quickly or you're all going to suffocate. Make me engineering checks. Go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how many?
You can do two. Each of you do two.
Oh, I rolled a 4 and a 3.
Okay. Yeah. You're able to.
I got a 1.
Okay. That is good.
And I got a 5.
That's your fail, but no. That is a success enough to make it so you can set up all the fireworks you want him for 25. You make a very sophisticated field that allows you to have nice breathable air in the shuttle and still have all the New Year's cheer that you want. As you're going down to the planet, the computer page says, would you all like to hear Captain Bennett's last log from her last mission to Nub Lor Nog?
Yes, we should have done that from the start, I suppose.
Someone mentioned it, but then there was talk of wrapping presents. We got a little sidetracked.
Who's to say who said what when? But yes, indeed, robot, play on. Play on this fancy tale.
Mission log, day 251. This is Captain Bennett preparing to depart for a reconnaissance mission to the planet below. We have some anomalous readings from the polar regions that I want to look at before we depart. It is very funny. Officer Darcy said he didn't want me going on this mission. He said something along the lines of calculated risks in exploring the unknown. But for some reason, I didn't think he was talking about the oceanic glacier that I'm about to land on. If I didn't know any better, I... Page the computer says, this log section was deleted. Anyway, so, after a quick survey of the region, I will return to the ship, and then we're off to Tau Beta. End log. Bloop. Oh, that was her last transmission.
Hmm.
She seems to have expunged something she said about a Darcy.
I guess her best clue is to head to wherever that polar anomaly might have been.
Yes. And
yes, indeed, ship. Take us to the polar anomaly now.
Nub Lor Nog is a very icy world. It is almost an entire snow-covered planet, like Hoth. There are small colonies on the other side, but you're going to an extreme icy and isolated place. And by the time you hit the surface on this massive glacier, you can get out your spacesuits, begin trudging up almost a mountain made of ice, this glacier. And you come to what looks like a shimmering portal made of quicksilver coating one of the ice shelf's wall. It stands about 10 feet tall, twice as wide as an oblong looking metallic silver water that seems to be rippling across its surface. And you see Captain Darcy inspecting the portal, maybe just kind of floating a few inches in front of it. The same liminal silver glow is around his body here. And as you step forward, you see a Joustian war party led by Direp, a war band of his officers flanking him in their own cold weather suits, sporting heavy weapons, walking up to you all. Chunk, chunk, chunk. Oh, you Raptor crew! You said that Captain Bennett was unable to come to comms, but he's right there! I see him! Do not stand between your captain and myself. You all have no business being here. This is a private discussion we are about to have. Is that a gun you have? What are those explosives you have in your pocket, robot? He's pointing.
Amber, he's talking about your fireworks.
To your fireworks.
I'm sorry. I thought I went down in a solitary console with fireworks and died and was out of the story from this point forward. So,
Rebecca, what Rebecca podcast are you
so
on?
Drunk right
I don't
now.
Know. No, Rebecca I'm not drunk. I'm confused.
Okay,
Rebecca is having.
We all got in a shuttle. We all got in a shuttle. And we headed down to the planet. Now, while we were all
oh,
on
we're
that
all
shuttle,
in the shuttle. I thought I was
on the shuttle.
Alone
so
in the
you
shuttle.
Lit off a bunch of fireworks in the shuttle, but you and I were able to vent
so
all the smoke
okay.
out. Then we listened to the recording while on the shuttle, and
okay.
that's when we learned to go to the polars. Now we're at the polars, and we're being confronted by the people, the officers that are from the ship that are threatening us above.
Last time on Lasers and Feelings, 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I stopped listening because I thought I was off the show.
No, you're very much on the show. Yep. So now
okay.
you were standing there and Bennett, I think, was like, asking about the explosives in your pocket.
No, this is, I'm sorry if I'm not doing the voices good enough.
Are you suggesting there's a rocket in her pocket?
Yeah.
Direp, the Joustian commander of the Republic.
Oh, this is
a blue black alien. With a lot of weapons and officers flanking him, he is now here on the icy planet, about 50 feet away from you. I'm so sorry. There's no map, so you guys are really going to have to use
I'm
those
really confused.
Brain okay. powers that Tyler does not have.
Don't worry. I've got my
I'm writing a
brain.
Bunch of stuff down, doing my best.
I've got my brain activating liquids right here.
Oh, boy. So that is the situation. Your captain is got a liminal silver glow. He's standing in front of a large silver portal that looks like it is made out of fiberglass and some tinfoil. There is Direp here with three of his heavily armed and armored officers. And he's saying, back off. The business is between your captain and myself. What would you guys like to do?
Nary shall we do that, good friends. We shall let us entreat with our captain. Perhaps an arrangement can be reached before he passes to the other side.
Do I see any? Dying. Do I see any pretty trees nearby that I can decorate?
Literally on top of a glacier, so there's some rocks and there is ice, but it is snowing, so you can make some
perhaps a snowman.
Snow angels,
snow angels, snowmen,
snow angels.
Hey, yep. Snow human, perhaps.
Snow non-binary being.
That's snow moon. That's
snow strix.
Snow
I don't
space
know.
Race. Indeed, I'm going to put my body between the people with the guns and the ghost of the captain, and say halt, stop your violence. Let us discuss this like good people. After all, is this not the season for goodwill towards man?
Does anybody want to help him? Does he want to get in, stand next to your interim captain?
I'll help.
Between.
Same. I get to experiment with some boomsticks.
All right. Well, stand.
Put those down, man.
This is a feelings roll, Tyler. So you do need to roll a 6. Is that right?
I'm sorry. I spoke up, Captain.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
I'm still helping, right?
Yes, please do.
4.
Oh, I rolled a 6. Is that good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
for feelings,
that's a good side. Yeah.
You can roll 2 more, Bert, because you've got a help and you've got an expertise in dealing with folks.
All right. 1d6. 1d6. Okay, so I got to roll a 6, a 4, and a 3.
Okay. Those are all successes, right? Yes.
Yeah.
You just can't roll 1.
Yeah.
No laser success, but this is our first 3 successes, so you get a critical success and you get a little extra effect. You see what looks like a very angered Direp who perhaps has some righteous indignation about him and says, you may attempt to speak with your captain for 5 of your UC minutes and then I will have words with him. I don't care if he's floating above the ground and has godlike powers. We got business to get to.
All right, I turn to the group and I say, all right, I've bought us some time. Now what?
Can we use the portal?
Good.
You want to talk to Darcy again?
Yes. Yeah. Let's see if Darcy can illuminate anything about this conflict between him and the Rhodians.
You talk. I'll portal analyze.
Yeah. Right. You do that part. I'll do this part.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of chatting. Do you want to see if you can science up and figure out what's going on with this portal first?
Yeah, I think if I could make some sort of like vacuum like device that only works against ghost, I could like vacuum it out of Darcy and in through the portal, which I think is where it wants to go, and pretty much solve this whole thing. But I'll roll dice to confirm that if my original thesis is holding true here.
Yeah, wrap this up. Roll 2d6, Tyler. Let's see.
I rolled. What is this?
You're looking for a low.
I rolled a 2 and a 6.
Okay. Well, one of those is a lasered feeling. So it is a success, but something, because you only got one success, does indeed go wrong as you go up to start examining the portal itself. I think it reacts to you and kind of like coats one of your arms in like liquid metal, which feels like it's burning, it's freezing all at the same time. Like,
oh, it's like the sulfur mines all over again.
You get a pretty cool looking metallic arm dipped in metal, but you can no longer feel it. You do get the sense, though, from touching this thing, this is a trans-dimensional portal of some sort. It is a highly powerful energy source that seems to be conduiting information or transmissions from one universe to another. As you touch it, the something else entity that is controlling Captain Darcy looks over and is like, "Don't do that. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you?
We're on ice, it's slippery. I didn't mean to, I swear."
You also fall down and split your pants. I think that's the major critical fail thing that happens whenever you fail something.
Pantaloons.
What are you doing here? You have come for your captain, but that is not the reason you come here. Years ago, this portal opened. It is a rift in dimensional space. I cannot describe what exists on the other side. The only way to understand it is to experience it. If you all can answer my riddle, then I will allow you to speak with your captain once more.
Oh, you thought we were done with the riddles?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right. Brains
it's
on,
a
everyone.
Woman. It's a woman.
Whatever you say, the first thing you say, even the joke, is your answer. This can be given, but not taken, though at times it can be won. In a game will mean nothing, but it can be felt until it is done. What is it? This can be given, but not taken, though at times it can be won. In a game will mean nothing, and it can be felt until it is done. You have 30 of your seconds.
Can you put that in the chat so I can like read it?
I already did.
It's in podcast stuff.
Podcast stuff. Oh, okay. I know what the answer is. The answer is a woman. No, the answer is love. The answer is affection.
Would be it, even if it was a joke. You saw.
God damn it.
don't get any answers from him. Do you guys have a guess? Anybody else?
I'm going to say Christmas cheer.
It's not a woman.
I can tell you that. Rebecca, there's like smoke coming out of your ears. You're like so into this riddle right now. You're deep in the woods here.
I'm really struggling with this.
This is how people play Dungeons and Dragons all the time. There's just riddles and anything goes.
Yeah.
they're just like, I'm gonna tap into the captain's brain and look at his visions. Look at his memories.
I mean, love is the only thing that I can think would be appropriate. I want to say that it's something holiday related, but I don't know.
You don't feel love at the holidays,
cinnamon
Rebecca?
Buns.
What a monster!
Mean, a sort of love. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's
kind of
get into this.
Grudging, like, yeah, I guess you raised me, kind of love.
I guess I owe you a gift, kind of love.
I technically owe you some affection.
Well, let's plug it into the equation. Can love be given but not taken? Check. And can it at times be won You can win someone's affection. Check.
Earned, at least, yeah.
In what game does love mean nothing?
The game of life! Got you there!
Tennis, I mean, but close.
I mean, it says in a game it will mean nothing, which means any game. Like, any
well, no,
one.
It,
mean,
it means, it means in one game.
No.
I'm so sorry.
A game means a game. Any game means any game.
Any game.
And it can be felt when it's done. Yes, the answer, of course, is love.
Oh, well done, Ember.
I think she's learned the meaning of Christmas. Look at her go. She's doing it, everyone.
The need to write my letter to my creator down.
She's getting way too hot. She's going thermonuclear. This is the end of the podcast, almost certainly. Oh, the humanity of it all.
The snow is melting around Ember. It's like, oh, that's why she's called Ember. She's so hot, blooded. She melts snow. Direp comes over and is like, I thought the answer to the riddle was glorious battle, because you can win glorious battle and it is not a game. It is not a game at all. And you feel the battle until it's done, for sure.
Yeah, I pat him on the back. I said, I thought it was women.
But yeah, so the light from your captain's eyes, the silvery pools kind of drains away and the liminal light around him disappears. You see an energy go back into the portal and the captain kind of falls to the ground like, oh. Captain Darcy seems to be conscious, but is very hurt. It's like,
what we guys like to do? Captain, these Elizabethans have come and they have told us they're going to destroy our vessel and all of our people if you do not acquiesce to their needs, but you turn to a ghost. Tell us, who are these brigands and what do they want? How can we turn them asunder?
You all see a being made out of pure silver kind of step through the portal.
Uh-oh.
Featureless, just all silver, humanoid, two arms, two limbs. Direp steps forward and says,
that man has no genitalia.
Okay, yeah, there's technically like...
Technically, you've said it yourself.
There's feminine
no genitalia
shapes,
upon them.
If you saw someone wearing pants, you'd be like, that person has no genitalia.
I say that every day.
Captain Darklord, would you want me to make some false genitalia for that creature?
Put truck nuts on everyone. Thank you.
I'm on it.
All right. We are at about a 12 silliness. We need to go back down to 10. Truck nuts on everything. Direp will step forward and be like, your Captain Bennett rescued me from a Dranuvlian penal camp, and I owed a life debt to her. And your Captain Darcy stopped me from finishing off my death wish to find the captain's bodies. And sent me to therapy on the other side of the universe. Well, I didn't want to go to therapy, Captain Darcy. I wanted to die. When Captain Bennett went missing, I promised I would have revenge on you, Darcy. But what is this? What is this creature you have summoned to fight your battles for you? Who are you, silvery spirit of Christmas? And indeed, the silver figure steps forward and it's like, the answer to the riddle was indeed and always is love. Bum, bum, bum. You see features begin to form. Indeed, this is a feminine figure who indeed can be a ghost of Christmas past. This is the shadow, the echo of a woman that was once known as Captain Bennett. Darcy looked up. Is it really you? It is and it is not. We here at the portal found your Captain Bennett freezing to death, and we only had a few moments to invite her into our dimension, and ever the explorer, she agreed to bond with our existence and has lived out multitudes since then. As for you, Officer Darcy, or Captain Darcy now, you have helped me return to this world and set affairs right. From whence I left, I needed a host to return to this place and witness what has happened and tell Direp that your life bond has now been concluded, for I exist in another plane of being. Captain Darcy, you
are welcome to enmesh your souls with us together in the portal and become something beautiful for all eternity if you would like. The offer stands for only the next minute of your UC time. Captain Darcy stands up, maybe puts a hand on your guys' shoulders, like, I would like to, Lisa, but I have a responsibility to my crew. We have to get back to the soul system in time for the Christmas holidays, but maybe after I retire down the line here, we can have a final adventure together.
Captain, I will back you on this no matter what you say. If you want to go right now, I will take over. No problem.
Captain, you have to understand that this is the true meaning of Christmas. You must go with your love.
You gotta go. We won't let you back on the ship. We'll leave you on this iceberg.
You are banned. You must spend Christmas with your love.
And your in-laws as well.
The something else entity that was Bennett says, this is a one-way ticket and unfortunately is irreversible. So it's kind of like dying as your physical form will no longer exist. Darcy looks at you all and is like, I'm sorry, Captain Bennett. I literally cannot leave these four in charge. I think they are all drunk right now. Extremely intoxicated, and they will leave.
I have learned through this experience the importance of love at Christmas time. You must go with your love, or else I have learned nothing.
Hell out of here!
And I can stand 25. And put my fingers on my nose in a pattern that you request.
I start pushing on him.
Stop the podcast. Drew, what did you just say? What is that? What does that mean?
It's a field sobriety test joke.
Like the
nose touching.
You have to explain that. You didn't even do like a visual for people not listening to podcasts. I was like, you want to put your finger up your nose?
I didn't see. I've done it twice now.
Captain Darcy puts a hand on your shoulder. Ember 25 is like, oh, I have Christmas love for my entire crew. I swore an oath to the consortium, the United Consortium, that I would get you guys home for the holidays.
All right, I start pushing him into the portal.
I said I don't want to go.
All right, roll. Okay, I rolled a 4, so not good. But
a push roll?
Can I assist?
I will also assist.
Everyone start shoving him. We're going to take this ship away from him.
Is this a lasers roll or a feelings roll?
It's technically a mutiny, but...
I know one.
It's a Christmas mutiny.
The portal begins to close.
I got a 6.
Silver figure disappears. It's like, there will be another chance in 17 years when the portal opens next. It's not on your time, but meet me back here then.
She basically told you when you were going to die. That's pretty harsh, dude.
You're trying to kill him 30 seconds ago.
I was going to tell you when you were going to die now.
Yeah, I shall await your arrival, though for me it will be only an instant. But have fun for 17 years. Still working, maybe. I don't know. You could retire too. But in that entire time, I will feel the love that you felt for me when you first boarded the Raptor. The same day we saw one another, we shook hands. Do you remember, recall what you said last at our parting, Darcy? Your captain looks a little confused, perhaps trying to remember. Do you guys remember what Captain Darcy or Officer Darcy said to Captain Darcy? It was in her log last time on Lasers and Feelings 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. No.
He said, go and get me a drink. I don't like women at all.
That is definitely not what he said.
He said, I'm not a feminist at all. I don't like women anymore.
Wasn't it like, go keep and your get nose? Something it was something drink. About don't. Something about not going. Keep your nose out of business or something.
You told me we all took a calculated risk in exploring the unknown. We know that we could get hurt, but we still have to put ourselves out there, wear our hearts on our sleeves. But I do not believe that you were talking about the mission. I believed you were talking about love. Is that correct, Darcy? He shakes his head, and as she disappears into the portal and says, you four are a interesting crew. Please keep Darcy safe until our next reunion.
I hate to interrupt the moment, but can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do about my silver arm? It's going to be hard to make do wackies if I can't feel my fingers.
His arms are very metallic, and it's not great.
She snaps her fingers, and the silver returns to the portal. Your arm is gone.
You know what? I can probably work with that.
That's a half I'll figure success. It out.
Yeah, you should have looked that gift horse in the mouth. He had a cool silver arm that could have been a
you could have kept that silver.
Can I roll feelings to get the arm back?
There's enough silver in the small vacuum that you created to recreate a cool Winter Soldier-esque metal arm. But
glad I can undo that mistake.
Yeah, there's a little awkward conversation between Darcy and Direp, but they do end up shaking hands and walking away in separate directions. Captain Darcy says, it seems like Direp says that his life debt has been satisfied. The feud is over. He's happy to see that Bennett is existing in some form or fashion in the universe. But he does say if he ever meets us in space again, he will probably try to blow us out of the night sky. Anyway, you guys ready to get back to the Raptor? I think I have frostbite.
I think I have a doohickey for that.
Is it a blanket? Is it a hot cocoa?
Yeah, it's a blanket. Actually, has a lot of has thousands of tiny needles that inject you with a warming liquid
called heroin.
I am very skilled at roasting marshmallows.
I am very skilled at roasting people. Ha, your shoes are untied.
A few days later, outside of Pluto, in the Sol system, the crew of the Raptor are having their Christmas Eve banquet in the mess hall, and the officers have a party in the equivalent of 10 forward in the Raptor's kind of bar situation. What is your 10 forward called in the ISS Raptor?
That's 9 forward.
All right, that's the worst terrible possible suggestion. What's another good one?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, what's a
bar name?
Okay, yeah, all right. Timeout, everybody.
Are we talking about like? I'm sorry. You go ahead, Drew. You embarrass yourself in front of me.
No, all right, it's a Star Trek thing.
Is Starship Enterprise.
Trying to shame
USS
you.
Enterprise D.
Okay.
Yeah, I was right.
If you look at it from the side, there are a number of decks to it, and right here.
That's where the dick is.
Is deck 10 forward. It's the forward part of deck 10.
Where the bar
is. That's where the bar is. This is where Whoopi Goldberg lives.
It's so important that Drew made you realize this so you know how bad his suggestion of 9 forward
was. 9 forward.
Instead of 10 forward.
Y'all didn't know what it meant.
So we're naming our bar. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Word right there. Not under here, it's up here.
It really just has to be better than 9 forward, which means it could be anything that doesn't have hyphen forward in the name.
So Ember 25, being a Christmas sort of android, wants to name it White Christmas.
Okay. White Christmas. Way to go, Rebecca. This is the name that exists all year round. This is something that exists in the ship. So it's just, I'm asking you as players what you want to name it. It's not like you're naming, you're not christening the bar right now.
the Drunken Dragon. How about we say the Drunken Dragon? I'm from Minnesota.
How do you spell dragon?
Dragon, D-R-A-G-O-N.
Yeah, it's a dragon.
Like you always spell dragon.
No, it's dragon. We talked about this prior to the episode starting. It's dragon.
How about D-R-A-G-I-N, like gin?
Dragon.
Dragon. You see folks from all kinds of human and non-human species celebrating Christmas. Christmas is a time, one and all, for... you know, traditions that have almost no semblance or bearing to the religion that was forgotten long, long ago, hundreds of years ago.
Like, it was a real snooze fest.
You did cut down a tree on the planet's surface, Norlar Nog,
and as was tradition, once it was decorated, we all knocked it down and shouted, "Jesus Christ!" No one knows why.
Everyone's drinking something called wassail. No one knows what wassail is. The records aren't clear.
Drink your wassail, little Timmy.
World War IV really messed up the record keepings on Earth. So, yeah, even the original holiday's name, they think it's there were more letters methanol. They thought there were more letters to Christmas, maybe Tritmas or Christmas, but no one knows. The holiday has survived, though, and everyone on board the Raptor is excited to get back home to Earth to see their families, to have a festive time off. What are you guys doing during this party? Where are your characters enjoying their well-earned rest?
I made little automated toys that look like all my friends. Embers goes around and it shoots fake fireworks.
Oh, that's fun. Is this like are you Santa? Have you been Santa this entire time, Tyler? Did I just not catch this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this what Santa sounds like to you?
Yeah, that's what Santa sounds like to me as a kid.
Oh, and wait, Rebecca was heat miser. She's a, she sets off fireworks. She just heats up.
Yep. She's too much.
And Jabert was the elf that wanted to be a dentist. It all makes sense.
That's right.
His name was Greg, wasn't it?
Greg was my name.
Gregory, yeah. Elf.
It wasn't Greg, but it had to be something. Oh, it was Hermy. Like Herman. What a terrible name. Yeah.
Wait. Greg Moat was my actual character's name. What were we talking about?
Jabert.
Greg what?
Greg was my actual character's name. What were we talking about?
The elf who wanted to be a dentist.
Right, an elf.
His name is Hermie. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, that was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're mixing claymation here, but the four of you, while you're enjoying yourselves around McSplode's toys, you do see Captain Darcy drinking by himself, drinking just by himself with his feelings, staring out the port window into the vastness of space. He seems very wistful.
I had planned an animal like de-stressing event for this wassail thing, but all the animals got sick and are very likely not going to survive. So instead, I chopped up all of the goats and turned them into boba tea for everyone. So boba tea.
Wait, so there were baby goats, but now they're dead?
Well, not for boba tea is what they are. So
goats are boba tea? Is that how the replicator works in this world?
Everyone gets boba now. So I bring a nice jar of boba.
I mean, it's not a tradition yet, but Christmas goat boba sounds like it's something that could happen in the next 200 to 300 years.
I'm just saying it might happen next year, because I'm what I'm describing is two emails that I got in rapid succession from my graduate program that were like, I'm sorry, the animal de-stressing event is postponed because the animals are sick. And then they were like, but instead, free boba.
That's gross. Nice. And you, in your brain, you put together they kill the animals and turn them into boba.
that's my brain.
Sorry. Does anybody else have something they want to cheer Captain Darcy up with? He turns down the turn. Goat boba.
I just want to share some pictures of our journey so that you can see all the things that we've accomplished on our trek home.
What is this picture of you operating on my brainstem? When did this happen?
Don't worry, it was highly successful.
The medical officer is behind you being like shaking his head like, no.
I'm sorry, my finger went to my lips so fast I didn't know what to say other than, shut up, you idiot. Captain, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to someone else.
Shutterstock, these are great photos. You're a consummate explorer. He's like thumbing through. He keeps going like left, looking through your adventure here, and stops when he come to a picture of the silvery version of Captain Bennett and him standing very close to one another. He's like, it's funny, Shutterstock. Sometimes you take a look out in the universe and you think to yourself, there's got to be something out there in the billions of worlds that can just fill one hole in a man's heart. But I sadly think I'm going to be waiting 17 years till I see Lisa again. Maybe nothing will be able to cheer me up in that entire time. But you know what has raised my spirits? The four of you for risking your necks, coming out after me and, you know, really throwing all safety regulations to the curb in order to help save my life. There were some reports of fireworks going off in a shuttle.
I was going to say, did you see what we did in the shuttle?
I don't recommend doing that. They're going to be cleaning the smoke out of there. You know, they're cushioned seats. They're cloth cushions. They did not really spend a lot of money. They didn't think people were going to be sitting in the shuttle that long. Anyway, he raises a glass of wassail and says, well, how about a toast? Let's raise our holiday cheer to maximum levels. Here's to the UC and to the Raptor, her crew, her officers, and a Merry Christmas to us all.
To the UC Santa Barbara.
Yay. To the UC.
Yeah.
I have a very funny outro that talks about the Raptor slipping past Uranus as the camera
that's zooms hysterical. Out.
Told us to take it down to 10.
Oh, yeah. How dare I make one show?
Patrick you're said the word, said the booty line. Word, so now it's all canceled.
No,
now
I have all
canceled.
A very fun Star Trek outro, and you don't get any more. Drew doesn't even get it, but oh, involved a lot of Star Trek references that will be lost on everyone here. So that's going to do it. That's going to do it for our adventure this week.
Hold on, hold on. As an epilogue, can we cut to after the credits?
That was the epilogue.
You know?
That was the epilogue, and I don't get my Star Trek group.
The post-credit sequence.
That's a post-credit sequence now.
This is my epilogue, okay? This is post-credit sequence.
This better be Star Trek related.
After the credits roll.
Set the scene. Where do we find Ember 25?
Ember 25 and the rest of the crew are all entering a Six Flags together.
Okay.
Because they want to return thrill to
the most enduring of all life. of all of the companies.
Yeah. Even if it is fleeting, at least it's something.
I'm sorry. Why do you want to go to Six
gift.
Flags?
Because it's their gift. It was their gift to the captain. I didn't get to say what I was giving the captain. That was their gift. They get an annual pass to Six Flags.
Oh,
it's the gift kit that keeps on giving. They can go every day,
anytime they want.
So much of 25,
you, Rebecca.
You shouldn't have. The crew is given a year's season tickets to Six Flags as punishment.
I've got bad news.
Is the ninja still a thing? Because the ninja was super fun when I was 10. It was awesome.
Yeah, and well, bad news. You know, it's like a few hundred years old now, and while it still exists, it is now actually just a museum. So there aren't even none of the rides function. It's just a museum that people go check out what old world
fun
was.
This is relevant to Drew. Drew, a few years ago, somebody took a photo of one of the rides over at Carowinds that was near where the place where you were, spawned. I don't know. It's a sci-fi podcast, so you respond there. Anyway, in your spawning pool, the roller coaster was falling apart, and every time the car would go up by it, it would like heel the cart back from the support, and it'd be like there was the big post, and it would like the track would like separate from it.
I simultaneously don't know what roller coaster you're talking about, and also absolutely know it was the hurler.
At least it was 100% the hurler.
The Wayne's World themed roller coaster, the hurler. But if you would like to find out more about that, you can go to CosmicCrit.com, join the Cosmic Crit Discord, and talk to me about it directly.
Yeah, I remember the hurler. That was a fun ride. Anyway, that's going to do it for our adventure this week. No more. I want to thank you guys listening out there for being with us for another year. We're very excited to get to 2025 for more gaming. Not like this, but some other new fun projects. And Starfinder 2E comes out next year, which is a
different
fun little present.
For sure.
And the four of you, thank you for playing with me. And last minute, haphazardly jumping into a game you knew nothing about, have never played before, and just having good faith that you'd have fun, you know, spending your evening with
fun was
with
had.
Friends.
Thank you, Patrick.
That's going to do it for us, guys. Thanks. And happy holidays, folks. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
Merry
ho,
Christmas.
Ho, ho. Maybe that's the thing I do at the end of all the episodes now, is I say ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Instead of har, yar, har.
That's going to work in probably anything after October 31st, but not...
I was about to say, that's like a one in six.
I was going to say, but maybe if I go long enough that it becomes like, it's like a thing.
Yeah.
It's it like, it's cool. It won't become it's like thing. It's like ironic.
No,
and like,
no,
it you know.
You can't be ironic Christmas spirit, because then you're just... Like if you said,
what if it's like,
well,
if
no.
I, okay, if you said,
what,
yo,
what
ho,
if I say ho ho? What if I say ho 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 on like TikTok or something? Can yeah. I do like a dance?
That, so the cool thing is, like, for half of the year, ho 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 is relevant to Christmas and uh-huh. is celebrated, and for the other half of the year, ho 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 is just positivity towards sex work, and
yeah.
that also should be celebrated.
Well, there you go. That's the ticket.
All I right. just I just can't I cannot wait till Monday, because I have five things written down that I can't wait to recap with you guys. In the like ludicrousness, Patrick. First of all, on Monday, I'm going to announce that Patrick gets a free re-roll that episode because of the bullshit that we did.
I'm not getting rewarded for this. You all are getting punished.
I haven't ended the episode yet. I just want you guys to know.
All right,
I was waiting for us to be done.
Your guys' punishment is you have to listen to this episode. You have to sit down, stone cold sober, and listen to what we just recorded.
Oh my God, Rebecca. That okay. is
what?
All right. Good night, no, everybody.
Bye, Rebecca.
It
how
was
could
so funny.
You?
Bye-bye. It was so funny.
Can we end the freaking episode? Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're the episode's gonna end when Jabert said ho ho ho. Thank you for recording.